If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, welcome into On the Map on this beautiful Friday night. Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Now, tonight we are exploring two places in the Midwest. First up is Lake County, and in the second half hour we'll preview this year's Wisconsin State Fair. From the serene and scenic views of the solstice in bloom, Lake County and the forest preserves, to seasonal festivals, live events, and shows, to a range of shopping options, Lake County is a destination that is always in season. Jonathan Jones is the director of marketing for Visit Lake County. VisitLakeCounty.org is the website. And he joins me in studio. Welcome in, Jonathan.
How you doing?
I am doing great. Heading to the Cubs tonight.
Yes.
Yes, you are. That's awesome. The prominent towns of Lake County, which I didn't even realize how big this was, Highland Park, Lake Forest, Libertyville, Grays Lake, Mundelein, Vernon Hills, Antioch, Lake Zurich, Gurnee, Waukegan, and Zion, but it's the second largest county in Illinois, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. It's widespread. Definitely great places to go around there. Good for work, live, and play kind of environment. So visiting is just kind of the tip of the iceberg because there's so much going on throughout the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, why should people come to Lake County for a summer adventure? There's just a lot. There's a lot to do.
Definitely. I mean, it's kind of got a little bit of everything for anyone. We have our road trips campaign going on right now. Places for great family-friendly fun, date nights, just being out with the pals. We've curated a list. I mean, anything different routes that we have: U.S. routes 12 and 41, Illinois routes 21, 45, and 83. If it's an outdoor concert, community fest for coasters, casinos, water parks, shopping destinations, outdoor recreation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mouthful, but, you know, it's just a short drive up to I-94.
But I like that you do these road trips because it really does give people ideas like, okay, let's head and do something different this weekend. You lay it all out for them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. We try to have pinpoints on the maps kind of everywhere, like all the communities you were saying, Zion, Waukegan, North Chicago, all the way down to Highland Park, out west to Long Grove, Lake Zurich, Fox Lake, Antioch. So it's a ton of places, and they have a unique charm in each destination over there.
Does Visit Lake County offer any giveaways or contests as part of what's happening this summer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're technically doing two. So we have one giveaway, one contest. The giveaway is basically we have a visitor's residence register on our website, visitlakecounty.org, and you have a chance to win four free tickets to Six Flags Great America. They just dropped their new coaster, Wrath of Rakshasa, which is supposed to be record-breaking. We also have our Real Lake County Challenge. What that is, we want visitors and residents to basically become the influencer, content creator, whatever you want to call it, just to kind of provide their authentic touch of their what they would put on Instagram and TikTok, showcasing their authentic adventure throughout the county. So the winner will get a premium overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Gurnee, as well as, I mean, it's either that or $300 cash. So basically, we'll have two winners. And basically, both contests run through August 31st.
Love it. Love it. Well, Lake County is also known for its many lakes, including, of course, Lake Michigan and the Chain of Lakes, which I was on for the first time in decades about a month ago. And then
big
Grass
boater over there?
Lake. Pardon me?
You a big boater over there?
I have a boat up in Wisconsin, okay. But I was on another boat on the
Chain. Got relocated over there, you know?
We could. But it's Grass Lake, Lake Marie, Nipissing Lake, and then there's, you know, Bangs Lake, Butler Lake. I mean, there's tons of lakes everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. And just kind of great for the beach environment. I mean, obviously, we have, you know, communities like Highland Park. They have Rosewood Beach, Waukegan Municipal Beach, the Illinois Beach State Park. Foss Park Beach in North Chicago, the Illinois Beach State Parks in Zion. Those are all kind of along Lake Michigan, sprawling beaches, just a very comfortable view. And you actually get to see the city skyline from there.
That's cool. Yeah.
But there's also, you know, there's inland lakes too. There's Diamond Lake Beach in Mundelein. There's Lakefront Beach in Fox Lake. Phil's Beach in Wakanda, which, fun fact, that's where the car from Blues Brothers actually drove on.
Oh, okay.
During the movie,
yeah,
when they're talking about the show.
Love it. I absolutely love it. Well, Jonathan Jones is a director of marketing for Visit Lake County. VisitLakeCounty.org is the website. And there's more with Jonathan after Mary updates you on the roads this Friday night. Hey, Mary.
Good afternoon. Still dealing with some water issues from the storms from this afternoon. 59th and Western blocked off with Halstead between 59th and 57th. No delays on the Edens, but the Kennedy's still an hour and 5 minutes in from O'Hare, an hour outbound. Eisenhower about 22 out to Mannheim. Stevenson is looking pretty good outbound, but inbound still some delays into Cicero. Dan Ryan slow outbound around 35th with Sox Cubs traffic. DeSable Lake Shore Drive northbound Roosevelt to Chicago. And an accident westbound I-80 at Larkin, causing big delays from Briggs. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the Chevy Drive Chicago.com Traffic Center.
You know, summer is a great time for home improvement projects and DIY updates around the house, so it's time to get to work. And if you need any help along the way, you can call me, Lou Manfredini, good for some of that old Big Brother advice. I'll be taking your calls every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. on House Smarts Radio right here on 720 WGN.
The garage door won't open. I'm going to be late for practice.
Garage door problems?
Green Tea Services.
Hi, it's Tonya Khoury for my family business, Green Tea Services. You need our garage door maintenance special. Our trained technicians come to your home to adjust the springs, check the cables, inspect the rollers, tighten hinges, and give your door and opener a complete lubrication. All for just $47.
Service to a
Green Tea.
Don't wait for your garage door to fail. Call for our $47 garage door maintenance special. Call Green Tea now for details. 630-977-7777.
Now if Green Tea Services could only do my homework.
Green Tea Services, service to a
Green
Tea. 630-977-7777.
630-977-7777. Or greenteaservices.com.
The Summer of Performance event is going on all month long at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Hurry in for incredibly low monthly payments. Like right now, lease the 2025 Integra for only $393 a month with no money down. Shop the hottest Acura models and drive home a winner during the Summer of Performance event at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Visit RizzaAcura.com today. 48 monthlies plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with $988 due at signing with approved credit. 7,500 miles per year. Limited time offer.
Larry Kudlow here for Colonial Metals Group. Ask yourself, is your retirement protected? Gold is the one asset that surged through every war and economic shock. Please call 800-621-3908. That's 800-621-3908. Or just visit freegoldguide.com/Kudlow to claim your free 2025 gold guide. You'll learn how to protect your IRA or 401k and could qualify for up to $7,500 in free silver. That's freegoldguide.com/Kudlow.
End the day more informed than when you started it. Rely on Chicago's very own WGN-TV News every night, evenings at 9 and 10.
It's important to continue to raise awareness about mental health to fight the stigma and provide support. Now, many people are facing increased levels of depression, PTSD, and anxiety. And if that's you and you're looking to break free from your depression, PTSD, or anxiety, a fresh start awaits. Anesthesiologist Dr. Bal Nandra uses ketamine to treat major depression, anxiety, bipolar, PTSD, and chronic pain. Ketamine is safe, highly effective, and can very quickly relieve symptoms. Most people find relief in just a few days, sometimes in just a few hours. It's been called the greatest advancement in mental health in over five decades. Dr. Bal Nandra has more experience and better results than any clinic in the Midwest. And right now, you can get $1,000 off your initial series of seven ketamine treatments, and they now offer financial assistance from the Serenity Foundation. Schedule your free consultation today. You've got nothing to lose. 844-9-IV-MEDS. That's 844-948-6337. Or visit KetamineChicago.com. That's K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E, Chicago.com.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Jonathan Jones, Director of Marketing or Visit Lake County. VisitLakeCounty.org is the website. You know, there's so many things to do. We talked about the lakes, but you've got some really great opportunities for biking and hiking in the great outdoors.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, like I was saying, Illinois Beach State Park is so scenic because it's along Lake Michigan. So you can hike and bike there as well as up in the North Point Marina. Really cool sights to see. But there's also, you know, kind of like the Des Plaines River Trail,
sure,
which kind of goes basically from the tip of Wisconsin all the way down to, I believe it's like Oak Park area. So
it's like 31 miles.
Yeah, it's a far ride, but I mean, even you could even have a kayak, a canoe experience on along the pathway as you go on the lakes, and you know, you hit cool spots like Independence Grove, which is kind of one of the Lake County Forest Preserve district's gems, Ryerson Woods, as well as and other great places. And like Wakanda, we have Lakewood Forest Preserve as well, that is a very dog friendly location too. So you could take your best friend out there for a little hike and run.
I love it. I'm going to be heading up to your neck in the woods this week as I'm taking my youngest and his friends to celebrate a recent birthday at Six Flags. I mean, been there forever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, 17 coasters. The place is just, it's been a staple for years. I believe they're having their 50th anniversary, I think, next year.
Yeah, that's what it is next year.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously they have all the coasters that everybody loves, Raging Bull, X-Flight, American Eagle. I was saying earlier, they have Wrath of Rakshasa, which is a mouthful to even say, but
yeah,
it's a towering, I haven't ridden it, but people in my office have. It's going to be a Guinness World Book of Records, get that stamped this year with the towering coaster standing at like 180 feet tall.
So wow.
It's going to be the steepest drop with the most inversions of a dive coaster.
They also have the Little Dipper from Kiddyland there. So if you're nostalgic, you can hit that too.
The Little Dipper and the Whizzer.
That's right. The Whizzer's there too. That's yes. Right. Ravinia is a favorite as well. I know the CSO is enjoying its summer residency, but followed by some other great concerts coming up in August. Train, Earth, Wind, and Fire, John Legend. Classic place.
Oh, yeah. And Cynthia Erivo, Maren Morris. I mean, it kind of has everything for everyone. One of the great ones for CSO, Chicago Symphony Orchestra, is going out during the Tchaikovsky special, and they have real cannons there that they shoot off.
Wow, I know that.
For the climax at the end, so it's pretty cool to see, and you know, always get to kind of just hang out, and also it's a free ride in the Metra to go there if you're in the area, so you could just jump right on the Metra and jump in, jump out.
Love it. And then on the other side, there's Long Grove. I mean, a classic village that my mother introduced me to probably when I was 5 or 6 years old, but dining, shops, and of course, all the festivals that happen there.
It's kind of a little bit of everything. A lot of them have kind of pass for the summer, but there is one this weekend called Vintage Fest. Okay. So they have basically, it's kind of got upcycled, recycled, lot of different vendors coming through. I believe there's a penny arcade there that the kids can kind of go on, do arts and crafts and such. So it's always cool to see the bridge, and then it's got that cool ambiance with Brothers Field and Buffalo Creek Brewery.
As long as nobody hits the bridge, I think everybody's in good shape.
We don't talk about the bridge.
we don't talk about
Bruno.
There's also all kinds of other festivals still coming up this summer.
Yeah, definitely. This weekend's a big one, too, besides Vintage Fest. There is also the Lake County Fair this weekend. It's the 96th annual, one of them. Get your fill of rodeos, 4-H demos, live concerts, monster trucks, motocross.
Wow. Yeah.
And your favorite fair. So it's always got delectable, innovative eats there. So check it out. It's already started as of yesterday, and it goes till Sunday. Coming up, you know, August 2nd is Harbor Days and Venetian Nights at Harbor Brewing Company in Winthrop Harbor. So that's a pretty cool sight to see when you get the glowing boats out there on Lake Michigan. It's really cool to see. And then you can head to Lincolnshire. I mean, they have two musicals going on. One is always something there, a new 80s musical. And for the kids, a musical for young audiences, you have Arthur and Friends. So you know, obviously, you know, there's camping opportunities.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, Chain of Lakes. I mean, there's camping opportunities there, Fish Lake Beach and Volo. I mean, and then, you know, cap it off with going on our Lake County Libation Trail. Or you can go to like Lake Zurich has three locations.
I really do forget how big this county is. I think about Volo Auto Museum. I love that place.
Oh, it's huge.
And the antique shops.
Yeah, and they have Jurassic World too, which is Jurassic Gardens. I'm sorry. So
yeah, but they're also adding. They always add something. They've got trains. Yeah. They've got all Titanic exhibit. It's just endless there.
Blues Brothers car, Simpsons car. Yeah. You know all of them. But it's really fun to see. You got to go on the Old World Carousel or just actually gaze at. I don't think they let you go on it anymore. But it's a pretty cool a pretty cool vibe there.
Yeah, for sure. Other things, the Lake Moore Fest happening. There's a Latino Music Festival August 9th and 10th in Waukegan. Gurney Days on the 9th. Grays Lake Summer Fest the 15th and the 16th. Ray Bradbury's Dandelion Wine Arts and Music Festival sounds interesting in Waukegan. And then there's some World Largest Rubber Duck. What is that all about?
So that is, they've been kind of doing that all around the whole county. It's people are doing smaller ones, but it's a charity. I'd have to look at what that has to do with, but it's on Lake. They have it on Lake Michigan at Waukegan Harbor. It's going to be a cool site with all the little bath toys going.
Yeah,
in there,
I guess so. So many great restaurants. Let's share some of those features.
Sure. Sing's Kitchen in Libertyville. That's a really cool one. They just got it was last year. They got Daily Herald Reader's Choice best new restaurant. You have D'Angelo's Dumplings, which is an Illinois made location, which they highlight. It's basically the Illinois Office of Tourism highlighting different businesses in across the state that kind of make their own in the county. For Sweet Treat, you could go to Tony Cannoli's in Mundelein. They always have very, very unique cannoli over there and other sweet treats. There's old staples like Village Tavern in Long Grove, Dover Straits in Mundelein. There's a ton of places in American Place Casino in Waukegan. They have Asia Azteca. They have the North Shore Food and Steaks. They have a lot of options out there. Whatever your palate is, it's kind of tons of international eats as well. I suggest, Libertyville, Highland Park are pretty vast options. But, all across have their own unique brand of eats.
And then you have the Lake County Libation Trail.
Yeah, so that it highlights over 25 locations, breweries, distilleries, and wineries. We want to showcase them, and basically they make their own. They make craft beers, craft spirits, and craft wines. Like I was saying, Lake Zurich has three of them, Phase 3 Brewing, Roaring Table, Copper Fiddle Distillery. They always have innovative offerings. I believe Phase 3 has this new beer called Dope that came out. So,
all right.
I really like the sound of that. Steep Ravine in Highland Park, Nightshade and Darks, which kind of goes with that Bradbury Fest
vibe
over there. So there's tons of places. Glenn's Winery is one of the oldest wineries in the state. So
we have about 30 seconds left, but there's plenty of places to stay and resorts to enjoy as well.
Yeah, definitely. You go to Great Wolf Lodge in Gurnee. You got water slides. You got mini golf. They got bowling. They got everything. I was talking about the Lincolnshire Marriott Resort as well. They
Classic.
Have two pools, golfing opportunities. Got a sauna. They got the Marriott Theater. That's also that resort is celebrating 50 years as well coming up. So, recline, relax, and enjoy your time at Visalia County over the summer and year round.
Great opportunity for a staycation. Jonathan Jones is the director of marketing for Visit Lake County. VisitLakeCounty.org is the website. Jonathan, thanks for being here, sharing Lake County with us, and enjoy the Cubs game today.
Thank you.
All right. We'll preview the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair after the news next.
Social Security
Hear
disability.
That? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/free and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/free. openphone.com/free.
Social Security disability and SSI benefits support people whose severe medical problems make work impossible. These basic benefits provide access to medical care and help avoid homelessness. But the paperwork is demanding and the law and regulations are confusing. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Rabin. At the law offices of Jeffrey Rabin and Associates, we've been helping disabled clients in Northern Illinois battle Social Security since 1981. We have decades of experience working on behalf of people with disabling medical problems. Don't fight alone. Call 312-431-1000 or go to rkblegal.com for a free telephone consultation. We can let you know if you should pursue your application and what you need to do to make your claim stronger. We represent people living with a disability even before they file.